KOWO Radio 104.1 FM would like to welcome you to Windows into Wimberley. Each week, Erica Clapp is joined by a guest to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. These conversations are designed to provide the community with insight and information on a wide range of topics that are specific to the Wimberley area. Now it's time to look through the windows into Wimberley.
This week, my guest is Mr. Tom Pope from the Hayes County Development Services Department. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about your role with Hayes County.
Well, I'm the floodplain administrator for Hayes County, which means we regulate development in the floodplain.
And I understand that you won an award last year. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was?
Yeah, I was floodplain manager of the year from the Texas Floodplain Managers Association.
Congratulations. Tell me a little bit about what a floodplain is. Let's start with just the very basic.
Well, everything in the county is in a floodplain. You have Zone X floodplain, which means you're outside of the 100-year floodplain. So anything can flood. Like a good percentage of flood insurance claims to FEMA, probably 20% of them are not in the 100-year floodplain. So anywhere you live, you're at risk of flooding if you're not careful how you build. But specifically, high-risk areas, 100-year floodplain, areas mapped as 100-year floodplain are at higher risk of flooding.
How does the floodplain, you mentioned, you know, development, obviously important to look at those before anything is developed. How are the citizens of, let's say, Wimberley, for example, how is this important to them? What can they benefit from taking a look at this or, you know, finding out a little bit more about it?
Everybody in Wimberley, whether they're in the city limits of Wimberley or the county, has to get a permit, a floodplain permit, whether they're in the 100-year floodplain or not. So any development taking place in the county needs to have a permit, either from city or county. And that's when we determine if they're in the 100-year floodplain. If they're in the 100-year floodplain, we tell them how high they have to build their house to be elevated up so that their lowest floor is above the 100-year floodplain. Have much less risk of being flooded. Make sure houses are anchored properly or engineered properly to make sure they don't wash away.
We know that in 2015, Wimberley had those floods. Has the floodplain map been updated since that event?
The map has not been updated yet. The county itself had started remapping the floodplain in February of 2015. And then we had the massive flood of May 2015. FEMA got involved in the process at that point. Before that point, it was the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Half Associates was the company, the engineering company, doing the studying. And then the Texas Water Development Board was also involved. But then after the flood, FEMA called, they restudied it, and they also threw in the rainfall data, the hydrology from the big storm of 2015. And so 100-year floodplain levels went up some from the study that we had done starting in February of 2015. So the elevations of the 100-year floodplain are raising on the Blanco River and on Cypress Creek from anywhere from 2 to 8 or 9 feet in some areas.
So what does that mean if they are being raised, you know, 8 or 9 feet? What does that mean for things that are currently in that area, homes and businesses and things like that? What's going to change for them?
What will change is if those houses are flooded again and if they're damaged to the point where they have over 50%, if the cost of the repairs to get it back into living condition are over 50% of the value of the house, they're basically going to have to raise the house up to that effective floodplain level. It will also mean that their insurance premiums will gradually go up if their houses are below that base flood elevation. That's the elevation of the above sea level of the 100-year floodplain.
You've been mentioning the 100-year floodplain. Can you explain what that means? Understanding of that is not that it's only going to flood once every 100 years. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's also realistically called the 1% chance flood, which means that there's a 1% chance of having that 100-year flood every year. And also, on a particular watershed, you can have a 100-year flood on some parts of it and not on other parts of it. For instance, Onion Creek, which is in the northern part of the county, part of it, 2013, had a 100-year flood. Like downstream of Buda, the water level, the storm was concentrated in the Buda area. So the people downstream of Buda and in Austin, the flows on Onion Creek were considered a 100-year flood. But people upstream, like 10 miles upstream of Buda, didn't have a 100-year flood. So sometimes people misunderstand, thinking that they had a 100-year flood, but they didn't. But people all the way through Hays County on the Blanca River had a 100-year flood on Blanca River, all the way through the whole county. It was, in fact, upstream of Wimberley, like around where Burnett Ranches is, and down through Fisher Store Road, across Wayside Road, that was well above a 100-year flood. And in some places, it would be considered a 500-year flood, which is a 0.02 chance flood.
So I know that Wimberley has the new maps available on their website. Is there anywhere else residents can go to find them, look at how they've changed over the years?
Yes, you can Google Risk Map 6. That's FEMA's website. You'll get to a website that you pick out the state and the county that you live in and go to Hays County, and you can see the effective maps and you can see the proposed maps. And FEMA wants the proposed maps to go into effect in the fall of this year. Also, the county has a map. We've developed a web map where you can go to our website and look at the preliminary and the effective maps.
And what is that website for Hays County?
Well, you can Google Hays County and go to their main website and then go to the Development Services.
You mentioned FEMA didn't get involved in any of this planning until after the flood. So what are the things that would cause FEMA to get involved? Obviously the flood, because I'm assuming that, you know, floodplains are everywhere and that FEMA's not involved in all of them. Does it take a catastrophic event for FEMA to get involved in the planning?
Yeah. We usually don't see FEMA on a regular basis coming into the county unless there's a catastrophic event or a national disaster.
You did mention that with these changes, that if the residents are a higher risk area, that it could cause their flood insurance premiums to go up. Is that something that typically, I mean, you know, we all know that insurance rates go up anyway. Then with the changes, is that something that they're going to see drastically? Is it going to be over time? I mean, obviously, it's going to depend on the company. But with your experience, what would you say that people can expect to see?
FEMA has changed their rules in the last 10 years, where people are actually paying the actuarial risk of their flood chances. So when people apply for flood insurance, they have to do an elevation certificate to find out how high their house is in relation to the height of the 100-year floodplain. And their insurance premiums are set based on how high above or how far below they are to the base flood elevation, which is 100-year floodplain elevation. And if they have that insurance now, before the maps go into effect, FEMA will just gradually go up on their premiums over a 5-year period until they're to the actuarial rate.
Tom, thank you very much for your time. It has been an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
KOWO Radio 104.1 FM would like to welcome you to Windows into Wimberley. Each week, Erica Clapp is joined by a guest to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. These conversations are designed to provide the community with insight and information on a wide range of topics that are specific to the Wimberley area. Now it's time to look through the windows into Wimberley.
This week, my guest is Mr. Tom Pope from the Hayes County Development Services Department. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about your role with Hayes County.
Well, I'm the floodplain administrator for Hayes County, which means we regulate development in the floodplain.
And I understand that you won an award last year. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was?
Yeah, I was floodplain manager of the year from the Texas Floodplain Managers Association.
Congratulations. Tell me a little bit about what a floodplain is. Let's start with just the very basic.
Well, everything in the county is in a floodplain. You have Zone X floodplain, which means you're outside of the 100-year floodplain. So anything can flood. Like most, a good percentage of flood insurance claims to FEMA, probably 20% of them are not in the 100-year floodplain. So anywhere you live, you're at risk of flooding if you're not careful how you build. But specifically, high-risk areas, 100-year floodplain areas mapped as 100-year floodplain are at higher risk of flooding.
How does the floodplain, you mentioned, you know, development, obviously important to look at those before anything is developed. How are the citizens of, let's say, Wimberley, for example, how is this important to them? What can they benefit from taking a look at this or, you know, finding out a little bit more about it?
Everybody in Wimberley, whether they're in the city limits of Wimberley or the county, has to get a permit, a floodplain permit, whether they're in the 100-year floodplain or not. So any development taking place in the county needs to have a permit, either from city or county. And that's when we determine if they're in the 100-year floodplain. If they're in the 100-year floodplain, we tell them how high they have to build their house to be elevated up so that their lowest floor is above the 100-year floodplain. Be much, have much less risk of being flooded. Make sure houses are anchored properly or engineered properly to make sure they don't wash away.
We know that in 2015, Wimberley had those floods. Has the floodplain map been updated since that event?
The map has not been updated yet. The county itself had started remapping the floodplain in February of 2015. And then we had the massive flood of May 2015. FEMA got involved in the process at that point. Before that point, it was the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Half Associates was the company, the engineering company, doing the studying. And then the Texas Water Development Board was also involved. But then after the flood, FEMA, they restudied it, and they also threw in the rainfall data, the hydrology from the big storm of 2015. And so 100-year floodplain levels went up some from the study that we had done starting in February of 2015. So the elevations of the 100-year floodplain are raising on the Blanco River and on Cypress Creek from anywhere from 2 to 8 or 9 feet in some areas. And then,
so what does that mean if they are being raised, you know, 8 or 9 feet? What does that mean for things that are currently in that area, homes and businesses and things like that? What's going to change for them?
What will change is if those houses are flooded again and if they're damaged to the point where they have over 50%, if the cost of the repairs to get it back into living condition are over 50% of the value of the house, they're basically going to have to raise the house up to that effective floodplain level. It will also mean that their insurance premiums will gradually go up if their houses are below that base flood elevation. That's the elevation of the above sea level of the 100-year floodplain.
You've been mentioning the 100-year floodplain. Can you explain what that means? Understanding of that is not that it's only going to flood once every 100 years. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's also realistically called the 1% chance flood, which means that there's a 1% chance of having that 100-year flood every year. And also, on a particular watershed, you can have a 100-year flood on some parts of it and not on other parts of it. For instance, Onion Creek, which is in the northern part of the county, part of it, 2013, had a 100-year flood. Like downstream of Buda, the water level, the storm was concentrated in the Buda area. So the people downstream of Buda and in Austin, the flows on Onion Creek were considered a 100-year flood. But people upstream, like 10 miles upstream of Buda, didn't have a 100-year flood. So sometimes people misunderstand, thinking that they had a 100-year flood, but they didn't. But people all the way through Hays County on the Blanca River had a 100-year flood on Blanca River, all the way through the whole county. It was, in fact, upstream of Wimberley, like around where Burnett Ranches is, and down through Fisher Store Road, across Wayside Road, that was well above a 100-year flood. And in some places, it would be considered a 500-year flood, which is a 0.02 chance flood.
So I know that Wimberley has the new maps available on their website. Is there anywhere else residents can go to find them, look at how they've changed over the years?
Yes, you can Google Risk Map 6. That's FEMA's website. You'll get to a website that you pick out the state and the county that you live in and go to Hays County, and you can see the effective maps and you can see the proposed maps. And FEMA wants the proposed maps to go into effect in the fall of this year. Also, the county has a map. We've developed a web map where you can go to our website and look at the preliminary and the effective maps.
And what is that website for Hays County?
Well, you can Google Hays County and go to their main website and then go to the Development Services.
You mentioned FEMA didn't get involved in any of this planning until after the flood. So what are the things that would cause FEMA to get involved? Obviously the flood, because I'm assuming that, you know, floodplains are everywhere and that FEMA's not involved in all of them. Does it take a catastrophic event for FEMA to get involved in the planning?
Yeah. We usually don't see FEMA on a regular basis coming into the county unless there's a catastrophic event or a national disaster.
You did mention that with these changes, that if the residents are a higher risk area, that it could cause their flood insurance premiums to go up. Is that something that typically, I mean, you know, we all know that insurance rates go up anyway. Then with the changes, is that something that they're going to see drastically? Is it going to be over time? I mean, obviously, it's going to depend on the company. But with your experience, what would you say that people can expect to see?
FEMA has changed their rules in the last 10 years, where people are actually paying the actuarial risk of their flood chances. So when people apply for flood insurance, they have to do an elevation certificate to find out how high their house is in relation to the height of the 100-year floodplain. And their insurance premiums are set based on how high above or how far below they are to the base flood elevation, which is 100-year floodplain elevation. And if they have that insurance now, before the maps go into effect, FEMA will just gradually go up on their premiums over a 5-year period until they're to the actuarial rate.
Tom, thank you very much for your time. It has been an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Windows into Wimberley. As always, we're here to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. If there's something happening you'd like to know more about, or if you have topics or suggestions for the show, please contact KOWO General Manager Ryan Hsu at 512-965-9969. Join Erica Clapp on KOWO 104.1 FM next time for another look inside the Windows into Wimberley.